Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The commissioners spoke from a prepared text, which he said that there were certain questions he could not answer because of the pending investigation. However, the council, as an investigative body, were able to ask questions that he wasn't able to answer, such as the body camera, the actions taken by the police officers that day, and actions that they did not take, such as perhaps the sobriety test, the body cameras not being activated. Now, these are allegations. We don't know because they haven't disclosed to us whether or not the body cameras were on. But we want to make sure that there's a thorough investigation, that people that were witnesses almost a year ago are spoken to. These are witnesses who, for 9 months, nobody reached out to them. So there's a period of silence there. You can call it the code of silence, where people... we didn't know what happened. It's like it never happened until it was broke to us by the news media. And certainly, we're not happy with that. There should be transparency. We should have been told. The actions of the police officers are going to be looked into, what they should have done and what they didn't do. So it's up to them, the Internal Affairs Unit, to go out and talk to these people. And then at some point, make a determination whether or not that information should be forwarded to the prosecutor in Niagara County. All we want is the truth. And we want people that were witnesses to come forward. They should not be intimidated by cooperating with the police.
What will the council do, or what can the council do to follow up on this?
Well, the item is tabled, so they're going to come back before us. As far as the investigation, that's handled by Internal Affairs Unit. So we're limited as to what we can do. We can ask questions. We can talk to the media. We can talk to the residents. We can allocate, appropriate, and legislate, but the investigation is up to them right now.
What do you say to a member of the public who said, "My uncle got a DWI. He's in jail right now. This has been 10 months.
Well, I mentioned that. People are arrested for a lot less. Just the odor of alcohol. I stop somebody, you smell like alcohol, get out of your car, do a sobriety test, do a breathalyzer test, you go to jail. In this case, we don't know what happened. Why that wasn't done is a question. And we brought it up today in open council because we want the commissioner to talk to these officers. Why didn't you do this? And perhaps they have done it and they have taken statements. We just don't know because they can't tell us how the investigation is going.
You are a former police officer. Would you ever imagine a scene like this?
Hitting 5 cars, 7 cars, and not making an arrest? when you had people there saying, you know, hey, he's drunk, or there's bottles in a car. Normally the police officers take action themselves. They can smell it, they can see it themselves, and they should have taken action. If it's true what the witness says, and these officers saw that, then they're derelict in their duty.
Again, you were a cop. Does the wall of silence exist in your experience?
It's an unwritten rule, and everybody knows it, that sometimes officers support officers. I think it's an unwritten rule, a courtesy that they give officers. But it's inappropriate. If you're not going to treat one person that way, you shouldn't treat that person, the officer, that way either.
You mentioned that some witnesses are afraid to come forward to police. Can you say more about that?
Well, we have people who were witnesses that can corroborate what the lady said yesterday on a newscast, but they're fearful. They're fearful that there'll be retaliation by the police officer. And we want the command staff and the commissioner to put a stop to that. That shouldn't exist. People should feel freely to cooperate with the police. I mean, that's what we want. We want people to come forward and help the police. But if they're fearful of police, they're not going to give us information that we need to solve certain crimes.
Is hitting 5-7 cars and leaving the scene of an accident enough to be arrested, in your opinion, just off of that, regardless of any kind of impairment?
It's a citation. Right now, it's only a citation. It's a violation. It's not even a crime. It's not a misdemeanor. If there was an injury involved in the hit and run, then it would go to the level of misdemeanor.
Do you have confidence in the BPD's Internal Affairs Division to investigate this thoroughly and
in a transparent manner? You know, as the council members, we can only keep the light on them and not let this go away. We table this item. It's coming before us again. We want to know what's being done. And so they know exactly what the expectation of this council as an investigative body is.
So that suggests you perhaps don't trust them unless you put pressure?
Well, as a council member, it's my responsibility to work on behalf of my constituents. And if that means keeping pressure, keeping the light on them, that's what I'm going to do. And at the end of the day, it's searching for the truth. I think that's the most important thing.
Kind of already answered this, but if you were still an officer, how would you handle the situation?
If I had seen what this lady saw yesterday, what she said she saw back then, there probably would have been an arrest. Oh yeah, there would have been an arrest. Absolutely. We've arrested people just by having the odor of alcohol and DWIs, and they refuse breathalyzer tests, they go to jail and they see the judge. And they get a day in court to prove whether they're innocent or not. But many people are arrested throughout the city on a weekly basis for DWI or driving while impaired by drugs or by alcohol. They're arrested. And they're not hitting 7 cars going down a one-way street.
In your experience as a Buffalo police officer, have you ever seen a situation or been a part of a situation where a family member said, this is a family member?
No, I mean, not in a situation like this. Not where it involves, you know, if you stop somebody and you're issuing them a ticket, oh, I know so-and-so. There's no, you still write the ticket, but they'll drop names. But here, I mean, I don't know who knew. I just don't know why. And that's one of the questions that's just outstanding. We don't know why actions weren't taken back then. Just, we're lost. And as I said, we didn't find out about this until you brought it to us. I had no clue that this had happened, and it happened in my district.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.